Yeah, so we started with the Mishnah. Elu Dvarim Pesach Dochanas Shabbos. That's the Mishnah, first Mishnah in the sixth parak. Okay. So, the question is whether when you makriv the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, is it Docha Shvusin as well? Okay. So, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Valodinu, Ma'im Shchita Shehim Mishum Malacha Dochas Shabbos, Elu Shehim Mishum Shvus Lo Yitchos Shabbos. Okay, so therefore he holds that any Shvus that's necessary, it can be over any Shvus that's necessary to be makriv the Korban Pesach. Okay, like if you bring him mechutz l'tchum, okay. Yeah, Amale Rabbi Yeshua Yom Tov Yochiach Sheitiru Bo Mishum Malacha V'Aser Bo Mishum Shvus. So what is Yom Tov Yochiach? So Rashi explains the Malachas Yom Tov, which is Shchito Bishul, is an Av Malacha. And it's muta for a hedyot, it's docha, and it's in other words, it's docha, the simchas yom tov is docha, the derises, which is bishul and shchita. But nevertheless, it's not docha avam michus l'tchum. So you see that it's not true that what? It's not true that if it's docha a deraisa, like shchita, so then it's also going to be docha a shvus. Alright? Even if it's a shvus that he could have done the erev Yom Tov, it still doesn't matter because right now it's going to come out that the shvus is docha a deraisa. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amale Rabbi Eliezer, Maza Yeshua, Ma Raya Rishus L'mitzvah. In other words, he's saying, Simchas Yom Tov, which is Achilas Hedyot, is Rishusi. V'tzarach Gavoa Mitzvah. V'im Hamidu Chachom and Mitzvah Shvus Shalem V'makam Rishus. Yamidu Af V'makam Mitzvah Bitmiya. Yeah. So, just because the Chachamim were, were Maimed Devrayim B'Makom Rishus, but they're not going to be Maimed Devrayim B'Makom Pesach, which is a Chiv Midaraisa, which is a Chayiv Karas. Okay. The Gemara picks it up on Samachas on the base. That Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Shchita Chulei. So what was Rabbi Yeshua's kasha? Eliezer was right. That's Simchas Yom Tov. If it's a Rishus, so there Hamidu Chachamim Devrayim, but there weren't Hamidu Devrayim B'Makom Mitzvah like Pesach. Okay, so what did Rabbi Yeshua think? How could Rabbi Yeshua ask from where? From Rishus. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua, Taimei, Da'omar Simchas Yom Tov Nami Mitzvah. And this is the famous brisa, the Sanya. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Ein Lo Lodom B'Yom Tov, Ela Ocho V'Shosa, Yoshev V'Shona. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Chalku, Chetzel Achila V'Chetzel Ushiyah V'Chetzel Beis HaMedrash. Okay, so it's machlokas, whether according to Rabbi Eliezer, so he could spend the whole day, either Ochel V'Shosa or Yoshev V'Shona. But according to Rabbi Yeshua,
hi.
Either Ochel V'Shosa or Yoshev V'Shona.
Hello? Hey, right man?
Yeah, what happened?
I thought you
what? I just restate machlokas.
Yeah. So the Gemara, so the Gemara brings it down. So chilku chetzi v'chilu yishiv v'chetzel beis medrash. Rami yoch neshneim mikrach adasha. Kosa v'echad omer atzeres l'shem ulekecho. V'kosa v'echad omer atzeres tiyelochem. Rabbi Eliezer Sofer, O Kulu Hashem, O Kulu Lachem. So therefore he holds Simchas Yantav is not a mitzvah. Rabbi Shua Sofer, Chulku, Chesel Hashem, Chesel Lachem. Okay, so you have the same Gemara in Beitza as well. Okay. And the Gemara Beitza. Beitza Daf Tesnayin on the base. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Based on that, that's so the Gemara says, Tan Rabbana, Maisa Rabbi Eliezer, Shai Yoshi V'Dorish Kol Yom Kulo. So Rabbi Eliezer was darshaning a whole day on Yom Tov, B'Hilchas Yom Tov. Yatzakat Rishona. So the first group left. So Omar, he says, Halalu Balei Patzim. It's a pejorative. He put them down. Like Rashi says, they prepared big pots of food, their big Balei Taiva. That's why they left. Kachniya, Omar Halalu Balei Chavis. He said the same idea, but there's smaller pots. Kach lishis amal ol bal kadin, kach revias amal ol bal leginin, kach chamishis amal ol bal kosis. Okay, his chilu kach shishis lotzeis amar halol bal meiro. Says these people are bal meiro. What does it mean bal meiro? So Rashi says shahay beis amedrash misrokan ma'od uginay adav lekosher beinu. So in other words, the other ones, he was saying, they're Balei Taiva, and to various degrees. But the last group, he says, they don't even have any concern about breaking the ruach of the Beis HaMedrash. So that's why he gave them the worst reprimand. Okay. So, Hischilu Pnei, Nasan Einav B'Tamidim. So he stared at the Tamidim. Hischilu Pnei Mishtanim. So their faces began to change colors. They became embarrassed. Why? Because they thought that he was criticizing them because they're not Mekayim Simchas Yom Tov. So he explained to them, he said, no. He said, Amalem Bonai, Lo Lochem Ani Amar. So he says, I'm really angry at the ones that left because they should have been sitting and learning. They should have been sitting and learning, and instead they were engaged in Achilushia. The Gemara says, and then the Gemara says, Bishas Pitirasim, when they left, Amalahem, he said, Lechu Ichlu Mashmanim, Ushsum Amtakim, Ushloach Monos Lein Nacham Lo, Kikarashi Amla Denenu. So when they left, he told them to engage in a full-fledged simcha, a full-fledged suda. The Alte Yatsu Kichetas Hashem Mimuschem. So the Gemara goes back, Amamar, Shemin Yichin Chayol, Nvoskim Bachayesho, Vosim Chasyam Tef Mitzvahi, Simchas Yom Tov is a mitzvah, so how can you say it's Chayesho? Rabbi Eliezer L'taymei, Domar Simchas Yom Tov Rishus. No, Rabbi Eliezer maintains it's a Rishus. The son, you're a blaz omer, engel l'odem b'yom tov, el o'ochel v'shoh, so yoshe v'shona. Rabbi Shua omer, chulku chesel, Hashem chesel l'chem, and the Gemara goes to again, v'shnei mikrecha d'orshu. Okay. So, the question is, why does Rabbi Eliezer? Because he says you have a choice, so why does that make it less of a mitzvah? The person's not going to be a Yoshe Vishona, so then it is a mitzvah of Ochel Vishasa. So how could Rabbi Eliezer say that it's not a mitzvah? And moreover, Tosfos says So Tosfos says, V'yafagav dilil kamal talmida v'ichlu mashman v'shumam takim. So we told him that on the contrary, because it's Simchas Yontif. Because it's Simchas Yontif. So he says, the Tosfos says, Mishum desiyam adrashahu. Da b'shar yamim nami hoy ochlam acha adrashah. U'mikom mokom mamalahu v'ichlu mashman v'shumam takim mishum Simchas Yontif. So, I mean, does he hold Simchas Yontif as a Rishus or not? It's not clear. And what does it got to do with Shor Yomim? If he's supposed to be Yoshev Hashon HaKol Yom Kulo, so what do I care that on Shor Yomim they finish the learning then? Okay. Yeah, another question is that it's a strange thing in general that you should have an option in it. You have an option that you can do. You pick your choice. I mean, that's it's not the Derech HaTorah. Torah tells exactly usually what to do. Okay. Okay. Now let's jump back to the Gemara on Samach Ches on Beis Mitzchem for a minute. The Gemara there says that Amar Rabba, and I'm sorry, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Modim Batzeres Tavini Nami Lachem, that everybody agrees on Atzeres on Shavuos that you need Lachem. My time off, Yom Shenitna Bo Torah. So you need lachem. So Rashi says, "She yisamach ba b'maychal v'mishta laharos she noach u'makubal yom zel yisrael she nitna ba torba." So Rashi explains that he has to be misameach, simchas yontif. So Tosfos sakasha temel riva im kein ma'ikam a Rabbi Eliezer ma'araya rishus l'mitzvah. How could you prove mitzvah from Rishus? The name Atzeres Tochiach. Why doesn't he prove from Atzeres? Okay. And over there, the Hakol Modim, even Rabbi Eliezer's Moda, that it's a mitzvah. Because you need Hakol Modim Bina Lachem. Rabbi Lezer will maintain that on a Tzeres too, it'll be docha, and he holds that it's a mitzvah. So you see, I mean, the what?
It's not docha
the Shavuos. I'm sorry, on a Tzeres it's not docha the Shavuos, and he agrees that it's a mitzvah. So Rabbi Yeshua's raya is a good raya. Okay, so Tosfos answers via Shloma Adahod the boy Rabbi Eliezer Batzeres Lachem Lav Davka Mekroel Misvar, that he only needs it, he only learns it Misvar. So the question is, what's wrong with Svar? The Gemara always says Lama Likro Svari. So his answer doesn't really work, because he's saying that since it's a svara, that it's different. What's it got to do with svara? It's a svara. Svara is the raisa. The next question we took from Kuftes and Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Chayev Adam L'Samech Banav U'Bnei Veso Berega, Shenemar V'Samachta B'Chagecha. Bamem esamchon biyayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer anoshim b'roilam v'noshim b'roilam. Anoshim b'roilam biyayim. Anoshim b'may, ton Rav Yosef, b'bavo b'bigdei tzivonim b'aretzo b'bigdei pishlam. B'gohotzen. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, b'zman sh'beis m'gishkayim ein simchela b'basar. Sh'nema v'zvach tashlom v'yachal tashom v'samachtam l'fnei ad Hashem alakecha. ועכשיו שאין בעצם מדשקיים אין שמחה לא ביין שנמה ויין ישמח לבב אנוש. Okay, so the Rambam has that ומם שמחה לא ביין היינו בזמן הזה בזמן בעצם מדש אין שמחה לא בבסל. So the question is, it would seem like a strange kind of a mitzvah that bezman shebeis hamikdash kayam, so it's only basa. Bezman hazeh, the simcha ein simcha l'biyayin. So why isn't it bezman shebeis hamikdash kayam also a chi of yayin? Okay. Why isn't there a chi of yayin bezman shebeis hamikdash kayam? Moreover, yeah. So the question also is, I mean, how do you go from Basar in the Beis HaMikdash to Bezman HaZeh? It's the same mitzvah. And how do you go from one to the other, from Basar in the Beis HaMikdash to Begadim, for instance, by Nashim Bezman HaZeh? I mean, it's a far trip. The Rambam says that in Perek Vav Mehilchos Yontiv, yeah, the Rambam is in Perek Vav Mehilchos Yontiv Halacha Yitzayin, where he says that the Chayav Adam Lios Buen Sameach V'Tov Leiv who have one of the Ishto Perek Vav Halacha Yitzayin. And then he goes on, he says that Ketanim is Mechalglam Gozim, Nashim is Begodim, and the Anashim is Shosinyayin, Shein Simcha and Ochlam Basar, Shein Simcha Lebe Basar, and Simcha Lebe Yayin. Okay, so the question is, if it really means Shlomim, how do you expand it to Begadim Yayin and the Basar? I mean, if it means shlom. Okay. Moreover, most Rishonim hold the only chayav in yayin. And what happened to the basa? It says ain't some chayav basa b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayam. So what happened to the basa? I mean, the Rambam has the basa, but most Rishonim don't have the basa. So the question is, according to them, what happened to ain't some chayav basa? So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanu v'samachta b'chagecha l'rabos kol mini smachos l'simcha. Mikan amru chachamim Yisrael yotzen yidei chavosim b'nedarm v'nedavis. That you don't need dafka karbim simcha, but you could be yotze with nedarm v'nedavis. You could also be yotze simcha. Why? Because the samachta b'chagecha l'rabos kol mini smachos. So he gives ma'aseh behema, v'akonim b'chatas v'yoshem v'b'chor v'chos v'shok. Okay, so Rashi says the samachta kol ha'smachos b'mashna, the lo boi mini l'simcha. All you need is to have a ma'aseh achila shel simcha. The yom amar in simcha l'b'boser v'ay'boser. So that it doesn't matter if it's the Shalmei Simcha. Any meat is qualified for Simcha because ain't Simcha Lava Basa. So the question is, so why couldn't he use Chulin? If ain't Simcha Lava Basa qualifies, so why couldn't he use Chulin? But apparently you wouldn't be Yotza. Apparently it's either the carbon Simcha, Or it's marba kol mini basa, but it has to be nedarm nedavos. Why can't it be? Chulin? Yeah. Okay. Now we added another question. question is, the Rambam, in back to the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Ches, where he says, "Ukishu alcho v'shos achayev lachel leger liyosam v'lo almana im she'or ha'aniyim ha'omlolak avo mishen o'al dalsos chatzero v'yolcho v'shosa hu'uvana v'yishto v'eino machel ha'mashkel ha'aniyim ulamare nefesh ein zu simchas mitzvah ela simchas kreso v'al elu nemar zivcheihem kilechem onim lohem kol ochlov yitamu ki lachmom lenafsham v'simcha kizu kol oni lohem shenemar v'zeirisi perish al peneichem perish hagech. So it's the ultimate bezayin. So from the Rambam it's clear that he has no kiyum whatsoever, that he's not really yotze anything. But if you take a look at the Rambam and Hilchos Chagiga, Hilchos Chagiga, so the Rambam says, the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Yedalek. Kishi Yizbach Adam Shalmei Chagiga Shalmei Simcha Lo Yiyya Ochel Hu Uvonav V'Ishto Bovad V'Yidme She'osam Mitzvah Gemura Elachayev L'samach Haniyim V'Omlovim She'nemar V'Levi V'Geva Yosem V'Amona Machil akol umashkan kfi ashra. Umi she'ochal zavocha v'lo simach elu imo, olav nemar zivcheyem kilechem olam onem lehem kolochla v'itamu ki lachman lenafsha. So there's a contradiction between the two Rambams. The first Rambam really seems to say he has no kiyum whatsoever. But over here he goes a little easier on him. Lo yiyya ochel hu uvon av ishto bulvad v'yidme she'osa mitzvah gemura. And he'll think that he did a mitzvah gemura. He did not do a mitzvah gemura. But it doesn't bring down the second pasuk like he brought down before, that v'zeirisi perish openechem. So he just says he shouldn't imagine that he did a mitzvah gemura, but something he did. And the other one he says, he did nothing. So what's the difference between this halacha in Chagiga and the halacha in Yom Tov? Okay. Yeah, just a second. Okay. So now the Rambam, how does he paskin? So like Rabbi Eliezer, like Rabbi Yeshua. So it seems clear he paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, because in Perek Vav Halacha Yates he says, "Afa pisha achilu shsiya b'moados b'chol mitzvos asay lo yia ochel v'shosa kol yom kula elakachi ados b'boker mashkim in kol ha'om v'otik nesios." Mespalin, the Karim Batar Binyayom, Chosin Vatan Vokun, the Holkin, the Batam Midrashas, Karmashan at Chatseyom. The Yacha Chatseyom, Mespalin Tfilos Mincha, the Chosin Vatan Lechov Lishdos, Yayom at Laila. So, the Rambam says basically Chulku, at Chatzos, Chetzel Hashem, the Chetzel Lechem. So, why does the Rambam express it in such a strange way? The Rambam shouldn't have said Af al pi she'achilus siya b'moedos b'chlam mitzvah saseh lo yehi odam ochel v'shasa kol yom kulo. He should have said Af al pi she, if you want, Af pi she'achilus siya b'moedos mitzvah saseh haino achar chatzi hayom. Or he should have said simply mitzvah saseh b'yomtif L'chalko chetzel Hashem v'chetzel Hashem. Ketzad, and then he goes, just like Rabbi Yeshua said, chalku. What is he saying here? He's saying, even though it's, you shouldn't be yochel v'shes kol yom, what do you mean you shouldn't be yochel v'shes kol yom? Cool. It sounds like different Musaf. Okay? So you should have said, chalku. That's Rabbi Yeshua. Kosu v'acharam ha'atzas Hashem v'kecho, v'kosu v'acharam ha'atzas l'alachem. Chuku, chetzel Hashem v'chetzel l'alachem. He doesn't mention that at all. He just says you shouldn't eat all that. Yeah. It's a strange expression now. Also, the Rambam mentions here, Mespalim v'korv v'torah binyan ayom, v'chosnu v'atem v'chom. Why does he have to mention v'korv v'torah binyan ayom? He already mentions in Hilchas Tfila, in Perek Yud Gimel, and Rasberg, you know? In Perek Yud Gimel, Lachachas. So the Ram mentions over there. Lachachas. Mafsikim amodos in Yom Kippur v'karim binyan amoed lo b'seder Shabbos amosha tiki rabbeinu tiki lom yisrael shi'karim b'chol moed in yono v'sholom v'doshim binyan shol yom b'chol moed amoed mayin karim b'pesach b'pashas amodos shi'v'teres kahanim u'kfar nogo amlukos b'yom tov arishim mishchu. Okay, etc., etc. But the Rambam goes on b'tzeres karim b'shiva shavuos. So in every yomtiv he mentions the inyan of the yoma. So why does the Rambam have to come back over here again and mention that karim binyan ayom? He already made it clear the karim binyan ayom. He just should say ochel the basic knesses. What do you do in the basic knesses? K'moshu biyatu b'ilchus tefila. Okay. You also agav orcha. When we learn the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yeshua asks him a question from Simchas Yontif. So you automatically think to yourself that what is he asking from Simchas Yontif? We're talking about Korban Pesach, which is Chayav Karas. So why is he asking from Simchas Yontif? Simchas Yontif does not seem to be on the same level. Like the Gemara explains later that Bris Milas you give a Brizos and Korban Pesach is Chayav Karas. So it just seems to us strange that you're not asking from an equal case. Korban Pesach was one thing, but Simchas Yontif, okay, so he didn't have such a big Simchas Yontif. Okay. Another question that we're raising here is that the case of Simcha on Yom Tov is not exactly identical to the case like by Korban Pesach. Because it's not, see, Rashi says, Shchita Shiasur B'chulin. Just a second. Hold on, no. The other one. Yom Tov Yachiyach. Shitiru Bo Shchita O Bishol Shuav Malacha Mutarim Lahedyot. So the only question is that this doesn't seem to be the same type of case as by Korban Pesach, because Korban Pesach is a direct shechita, and the kiyum of the shechita is a kiyum Korban Pesach. And it's docha Shabbos, but over here it's basically a different kind of situation by Yom Tov. It's not that you're allowed to do shechita for Simchas Yontif. That Simchas Yontif is docha shechita. I mean, there's a whole system there of malachos or asuros, malachos and mataros, avodas malacha, ramban. It's not really like it's a different kind of a system that anything that has anoa is mutter. It's not that wherever you makayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, like if you're going to tell me Simchas Yontif is Shias Yayin, that Shias Yayin is Zoha. I mean, you can take a shower. It's an expanded, different kind of a system altogether. Not tied to a Maisan mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. It's not a mater. It's not the halacha is not that Maisa Simchas Yontif is mater malacha. So it's a different kind of a system altogether. So that's something that I think we have to address as well. How can you compare Simchas Yontif to Shechitas HaPesach? In Shechitas HaPesach, the Shechita is also in Shabbos, but it's mutter when it's called in Pesach. But over here, what are you going to tell me that I'm allowed to do Shechita because of the mitzvah of the Simchas Yontif is docha the Isra of Shechita? I mean, why is it docha the other malachas also that are not tied to the mandatory mitzvah of Simchas Yontif? I mean, it's a general halacha that be yomtif, anything that's anoa is mutter. Anything that's even anoa saguf. Okay, it's a different system. Yeah. Okay, I think we have to answer that question as well. Okay. So, we're starting off with the Rambam. The Rambam in Zman. Okay, the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif. Okay, the Rambam. Halacha chaf, kisha adam ochel v'shosa, v'sameach, v'rega, lo yimoshech b'yayin, u'b'schok u'b'kalas rosh v'yomar, shekol mi sheyosef bozeh, yarbe b'mitzvah simcha, shehashichrus v'aschok harbe v'kalas rosh eina simcha, ela hololus v'sichlus. Alone it's Tavino, Allah holds for Sichos, Allah Sunkos Yeshua, Vodas Yotar Kol. Shinema, Tachos Shahilo Vadas Shem Kaka Besunko to Leva, Merov Kol. Hola Marito Shahavoda Besunko. The EF Shalavodas Hashem, Lomitok Schok, Lomitok Kalas Rosh, Lomitok Shechos. Okay. So. The question we asked was, this really belongs in Hilchos Deis. It's halacha in every mitzvah. That EF Shalavar Hashem, Mitoch Scho, Kalas Rosh, Shichrus, that's a universal. So why does the Rambam put it especially here in Simchas Yontif? Why isn't it a generic halacha? So what we wanted to say is, that the halach, the generic principle and the whole concept that the person is mechuyev in simcha sheyesh bo avodas yotzer hakol, that this idea that a person must be happy and express his simcha when he's involved in the avodas yotzer hakol, this principle is really given a tzura in the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. That's why Simchas Yontif is such a great mitzvah. Because it is taking the universal principle of Avodas Yotzer Kol B'Simcha and it's concretizing it, so to speak. It's giving it a tzura. And the tzura is the ma'isa ha-mitzvah of Simchas Yomtov. That's what the Rambam is saying. So Simchas Yomtov, that's why you can't ask the kasha we asked before, that when you look at the sugya on a first blink, that you think that, how is he comparing Simchas Yomtov to Korban Pesach? Korban Pesach is the chayef karas if you don't bring Korban Pesach. It's an asayish baruchi of karas. So the answer is because the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtov is also on a very high par, also on a very high level. It's one of the universal principles, one of the greatest principles in the Torah. Tachas Hashem Avadzah Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Levav Merov Kol. And that mitzvah was given the tzura of mitzvah Simchas Yomtov. Okay? Okay. To put it more exact, I would formulate it as follows. That achila u'shisiya, that's noveya from the etzem kedusha sayom, is the tzura of simcha of avodas yotzer kol. Okay, that is the tzura. The achila u'shisiya, that's noveya from the kedusha sayom, is the tzura sam mitzvah of the avodas yotzer kol. So now let's go back to the Rabbi Eliezer. What does Rabbi Eliezer mean when he says Eilo la'odom b'yomtif ala o'ocho v'shosa o yoshe v'shona? Right, what does he mean over there? Does he mean that there's two ways to do the mitzvah? So if there's two ways to do the mitzvah, so both are mitzvahs. So what we're saying over here now is like this. That it's not that there's two ways to do the mitzvah. It's that the Torah, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Torah gave a halacha that if you're Yoshe Vishona, there's no chalos chiyav of Simchas Yomtov. Simchas Yomtov is a chiluf shiyav. That's the meaning of a samachta b'chakecha is a chiluf shiyav. It's a physical thing. So the Torah says, however, Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha. What does that mean? That means that if you're Yoshe Vishona, it's mafkia, or it potters you from the chiyuv of Simchas Yomtov of Achilu Shia. How it works, we don't know. Okay. Does it somehow satisfy the Kedushas Hayom in some way? Mistava, yes. It satisfies the Kedushas Hayom in some way that it's not machayev you in Achilu Shia. Okay? So that's Rabbi Eliezer's halacha. Rabbi Eliezer's halacha is simply that the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtov is not mandatory. Because if you're Yoshe Vishona, it's not Chal. So since it isn't always Chal, so you can't compare it to a mitzvah like Korban Pesach, which is always Chal, and you can't, and if this is a mitzvah that's not always Chal, so that's why it's a mitzvah which is not on a par with shor mitzvahs, because sometimes there's a p'tur. If you're Yoshe Vishona, there's a p'tur. So the mitzvah lacks in the chiyuv hamitzvah. It lacks in chiyuv hamitzvah, and since it lacks in chiyuv hamitzvah, so that's why you can't bring any raya from Simchas Yomtov. Because over there, since the mitzvah inherently lacks in chiyuv hamitzvah, So the Chachomim were Maima Devrayim. Okay? Masha Eina came by Korban Pesach, where there is no lack in Chiyuv HaMitzvah, so the Chachomim would not be Maima Devrayim to have a Shvus prevent the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Okay? That's in essence what Rabbi Eliezer is saying. That the Chiyuv HaMitzvah somehow is compromised. And where the Chiyuv HaMitzvah is compromised, so the Chachomim were Maimed Divrei. Okay? Yeah, you could say that the Yoshev Hashona is a substitution for the Mitzvah Simcha. So Mitzvah Simcha has a, it is B'makom Simcha Mitzvah. It's a substitution. And even though it's of a completely different character, it's not two forms of one thing. They're two separate, completely different identities. But the halacha is that if your Yoshev Hashona, it satisfies the Kedushas Hayom, and the Kedushas Hayom is not Machayev in Simcha. No doubt, because the greatest avoda is Torah. I mean, that's the Talmud avoda, like you mentioned. But the thing is that it is a ma'akev in the halos chiv of Simchas Yontif. Okay? He's saying the highest level is to be potter from Simchas. It's in that sense, it's similar to the idea of a Misha Terasa Nasas, potter from Tefillah. Okay? I'm not making an exact comparison, but I'm just saying it's a p'tur on the mitzvah. It's a p'tur. It's something which is a p'tur. So therefore, the chovas on mitzvah is not immutable. Okay, and therefore there's a compromise in chovas on mitzvah. And since there's a compromise in chovas on mitzvah, so you can't compare it to Korban Pesach, where there is no compromise. The chovas on mitzvah is precise, mandatory, and has a tzura, and you can't substitute anything for it. Okay? All right. Yeah. The Lashon of the Balamor is mashma the way we're saying it. When I saw the Balamor, I was very pleasantly surprised, because the Lashon of Chalipin and Temura is precisely what we're saying, that it's subject to a substitution, to be machlefit b'davar acher, legamri. And therefore, the etzem tzuras ha-mitzvah lacks in terms of its eschivas. The Balamor, I believe, learns exactly the same way. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, the reason why the Rambam uses the term Yotzer Kol is because that's the term that the Avos Hakel is Nimshach to. Okay, what does Avram Avinu say? Vayikra Shem Avram, B'Shem Adashem, Kel Olam. That's Kel Olam. So Kel Olam moves a person to Avos Hashem. And Yotzer Kol is Kel Olam, same thing. Okay? That's Rami Yisrael Yotzer, yeah.
The other one he runs is obviously Kel Shasim.
That idea is called Atar Kula. It's a theme just as significant as the theme of Korban Pesach. Perhaps more. It's the underlying theme of Kol Atar Kula. The person is Nimshach to the Avos Yotzer Kol. And the concept of the Yotzer Kol is Moshech the Ava from the Adam. Avram Oavi. Okay, V'yikrashim Avram Hashem Ad Hashem Kel Olam. Okay. In the Tzuva Osa is doing it because he has the schus to follow the Derech Hashem and to maintain it for Dori Doros. So that's a separate simcha and schus. aside from the benefit that he gains from the mitzvah itself. So basically, I would say it's a whole picture. It's hard to separate the threads here. Now, of course, he's happy. He's very happy that he serves God and that God chose the way that's best for him to live, and that's the best way to live. I mean, that's also Simcha Avodas Yitzchak. And he's also happy that he could be Oved Hashem in a way that he's in a system that is maimed this derech for Dorei Doros, for his children, for his grandchildren, for Klal Yisrael. It's all, Avodas Yitzchak is an all-inclusive concept. That's what I would say. It's all inclusive. It's both. It's the benefits. He's happy to engage in it, to maintain it, and there's a simcha in that reality, in being in that reality of the Avodas Yitzchak. That's the simcha. That he's living in that reality. Okay, that's called Torah Kula. Okay, that's a primary, a very basic and most primary Maisa Mitzvah of great significance. And that was formulated and given a tzura in Simchas Yontif. So Simchas Yontif is that very mitzvah. Okay? So that's the machlokes of Yeshua Rabbi Eliezer. That according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's indispensable and it's immutable, and that's why it's docha shvusim, just like Korban Pesach. Okay. Yeah. Now Rabbi Yeshua, the way the Rambam, we asked the kasha, why does the Rambam explain Rabbi Yeshua in a funny way? Afal pi, shechilu shesiyah b'modos p'chlam mitzvasasei, lo yiyah echo v'shosa kol yom kulo. I mean, there you should have said, at least over there, alechilku, doesn't mention the whole term chilku. But the answer is, because the Rambam understood very well that Rabbi Yeshua maintains that the mitzvah is achilush siyah. And that it's immutable, because that's why it's the mitzvah. So what is the chetzel Hashem? Chetzel Hashem seems to say, no, it's not immutable. It's half and half, divided in half. Seems like it seems like that's also a part of the Kedusha Sayyam. The mitzvah is not simply simcha, but you need another. You need Yoshev Rishon also. So the Rambam explains that it's not that the Yoshev Rishon is there per se, because he agrees with Rabbi Eliezer. That would be a strange formulation, unless to have two different things. Half a day you do this, half a day you do that. What kind of a format? What kind of a tzur is that? So the Rambam says that the half that's limud is really a framework for the ochel v'shosa. That the mitzvah is really ochel v'shosa. But if it would be ochel v'shosa kol yom kulo, it wouldn't be appropriate. Because the achilish siya would be simply maisa behema, maisa achilish siya. So therefore he says that in order for the achilish siya to be qualified and to be highlighted as a mitzvah of simchas yomtif, you have to surround it with limud. There has to be limud about the mitzvah, about the yom hayom. That's why the Rambam says over here that he mentions that Kachi Ados Babaka Mashkim and Kolom Levata Knesius Levata Midrashas and Mispalin the Korim B'Torah B'Inyan Ayom. Even though I mentioned it before in Hilchos Tefillah, but that was B'Torah's Talmud Torah and Limud on Yomtif. That there's a special Limud for Yomtif. But over here, it's B'Torah's the Kiyum of bringing out the inyan ayom so that the mice of achilush siyah should be qualified. So the inyan ayom and the tefillas ayom creates, emphasizes the kedushas ayom, and it sets the situation up for the mitzvah of simcha, which is achilush siyah. That's the way the Rambam interprets Rabbi Yeshua. Not that you split the day in half into two different things. It's one uniform idea. And the uniform idea is achilush siyah, simcha. It can't be, there's no poter on simcha, there's no substitute. That is the mitzvah. But in order for it to be a mitzvah, bishlem musa, and to be realized properly, so it must be actualized through, via the limud, and the limud of the yom and the tefillah and the chatzil Hashem. Okay? That's why really, you see that the Rambam says, when he says, kachi ados, he says, babokum ashkinim kolom botekin esius, mespalim lekrem yonim, v'chosim v'otein v'ochlem. The whole chin of the midrashos korim v'shonen ar chatzi ayom. V'achar chatzi ayom is pan tefillas mincha v'chosim v'ten v'chavush v'shor ayom ad alay. So he doesn't prohibit achilush si in the first part of the yom. Because he says you eat in the first chelik of the yom. How can, why? If it's chalku, chetzi l'ashem v'chetzi l'cham. So it should be that the whole l'ashem in the morning shouldn't contain ochlem v'shosim. But the answer is because that really, the Lashem in the morning is not per se Lashem. It's not intrinsically Lashem. It's the Lashem that frames, so to speak, the mitzvah of Simcha. So that's why if you come home and you ochel v'shosa in the chetzel Lashem, that's fine. That's fine because you're not disrupting, on the contrary. You're eating so that you can learn better. And the limud frames the very mitzvah of achilush siyah and gives it the quality of mitzvahs simchas yomtov. That's the way the Rambam understands Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, because you can't, the Rambam agrees basically with us that you can't take two different things that have nothing to do with each other unless you hold like Rabbi Eliezer and you hold that it's a substitute. That if you're Osek and Yoshev is shown that there's no chalos chiv of simchas yantif, then you can do it. But if you don't learn that way, so you're going to be mixing up your day into two things, and one thing has nothing to do with the other. Okay? So that's why the Rambam learns, and that's the way he puts it exactly. Because then you'd be missing the idea of simchas yantif. You have to frame it. Yonei Hayom, Limud, and the limud should be b'inyan ayom, so that the achilush siyah that follows it is qualified. That's what the Rambam is saying. Okay? The lashon of Rambam is v'chozrin levotein lecho v'lishtos she'or ayom ad alayla. No doubt that's why daven mincha first. Because if you're going to do this, you daven mincha will be shikar. Not shikar, I'm sorry. Shikr is not a voda. But you'll be ain't a royalist Paul. You'll be ain't a royalist Paul. Yeah, what is the two levels?
It only goes to show you the shear.
You wouldn't be a shikr, you'd be a shasr. Shasr is not a lot of his fault. What? I mean, Ramosha held that you yotze when you sleep in the afternoon, that you also yotze lachem. So, I would say, I mean, there's no question that it's not the same kind of enjoyment of Talmud Torah and Achilah Shiva. What is the enjoyment of Achilah Shiva? And why, that's why I think Rabbi Moshe Paskin that even sleeping is good. Because it's like Rashi expresses in Ksubas, that it's Hanos Aguf. Yeah, somebody wants me to put down where that Rashi is. It's on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. Me'erev Shabbos li'erev Shabbos. That the Talmud Chacham is Mekayim Ono, Me'erev Shabbos li'erev Shabbos, means every Friday night. So Rashi says, Shehu Leil Tainug Ushviso Vanosagov. Okay, Taina Gushvis Vanosagov. So Achilush Shia is Anosagov. And that probably that's what Moshe held, that Shina also is Anosagov. It's kind of Ano, even though you're not aware. But somehow or other you enjoy it. Don't ask me how. Matter of fact, there's a Shabbos they make into a acronym. Shina B'Shabbos Steiner. So that's the famous grow was they asked the grow, how come he only goes to sleep on Shabbos for like 5 minutes? So he says, it says Shina B'Shabbos Steiner. A Steiner is like something like a candy, like a dessert. He says, you don't eat a lot of dessert. What the Torah does is, and that's what the Rav said, the Torah teaches a person how to serve God with his stomach. That it's anos aguf, but the anos aguf should bring him to reflect on the real ano of avodas Hashem. And that's the same thing on Onik Shabbos. Why is the holiest day of the year a mitzvah of achilah, shia, onik? The answer is because the Torah wants to tie the physical oneg to a relationship to make you think about the highest oneg. If a person can't enjoy himself, he can't enjoy, he can't have any tainug from the limud either. So the enjoyment is, that's a unique form in Yahadas. You don't have in any other system. That the physical enjoyment, rather than being frowned upon, is used to tie the person to the Avodas Hashem. Okay, so if a person, you see people sense, they say that the Chalten Shabbos tastes different. People say that. They wouldn't make Chalten during the week. Maybe like the leftover Chalten from Shabbos, that's the difference. But there is that sense. That's a different feeling, different tainug. And the tainug is to tie the person's enjoyments and pleasures to reflect on the ultimate pleasure. Okay, but the Torah doesn't go like the Lahavdil L'Goyim go. What they do is they throw on a person a bunch of restrictions, and they want to get them away from any kind of physical enjoyment into a total world of basically torture. So that's, Yahadis never employed that method. Yahadis employed the opposite method. That the enjoyment should, person should think of Shabbos as good. That's why I always say, in terms of when you're raising your children, you should always minimize the restrictions that they're not ready to keep yet, and let them enjoy Shabbos. So Shabbos should be something that they associate with tainug. If it's necessary for Kodesh Baruch Hu to do that for an adult, kal v'chomer for a katan. So you should make the katanim associate Shabbos with pleasure. Okay, if they like to play ball on Shabbos, it's not the worst thing. Let them enjoy themselves on Shabbos. They should look forward to a day of enjoyment, day of tainug. And what's Rashi's lashon? A strong lashon. Tainug v'hanos aguf. Okay. That's the system of Yahadus. That's the what the Rav said. That Aristotle taught man how to serve God through his mind, and the Torah taught man how to serve God through his stomach. That's the idea. Okay.
That's the Rashi of the Shemitzer also, I think.
Oh, really?
The Shemitzer is because on Shabbos, you have like a Chavos Das, you're able to eat and drink more. Normally, when you eat and drink, eventually you like max out the pleasure.
That's right.
On Shabbos, you can have a lot more and still keep enjoying it.
That's good. That's good. You mean because it's a different frame of mind.
Yeah. You'll eat and drink more.
Different frame.
Before you get
different.
To the
custom. That's right. That's right.
That's
right. It would seem Rashi argues on the Gra, because the Gra says that you're not Mekayim Onik Shabbos unless you do it L'Shem Shabbos. Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Rashi says it's anos aguf. That if the person does l'shem anos aguf, that's also to honor Shabbos. It seems to me that the Rashi in Ksubas differs with the Gra. Because the Gra says it's only honor Shabbos if you do it because of Shabbos. But Rashi seems to say bluntly, anos tainig, shvisa, b'anos aguf. So even if you did it because of anos aguf, you're also a kind of mitzvah. Okay. That's very good. It was, well, what I was saying? Tesayin Amun Aleph. Neshama Yisera, Rashi on Vesada. That he says he's in a state of mind where he's Pasuach Lervacha. And that's the state that the Torah wants a person to have on Shabbos. Okay? Do I have to hit something?
No.
Okay. It's a state of mind. So that's why be easy on your kids. Make sure they enjoy Shabbos. And Yantav, of course. Okay. Yeah, it seems the difference between Onig and Simcha. Onig is the enjoyment. But Simcha is the reflection that he's in a great state of existence, of being. That's the key of Simcha. Achilu Shasi has to be tied with Simcha. That he's in a great state of existence. And that is just knocking at the door of what the greatest life is. Okay? Okay, so now let's take some of the problems that we raised. That what does Tosfos mean in Beitzah when he says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the time when they leave the Beis HaMedrash every day is the time that they could stop. And that's why he told them, L'chu ichlu mashmanam ushsum amtakam. Because what he's saying is, you see, what we mentioned was that the avoda, the achilush siya that's noveya from the etzem kedushas hayom is the din of simcha. But that is not l'chu v'ichlu mashman m'shsum amtakim. You see, that was the kedusha sayom, the shir of Yoshev Ishona, that is a shir that has to do with the kedusha sayom, and that's paters and simcha. That shir is the shir of limud b'chol yom. So once you reach that shir, now you're yotze. Like we said, it's not a loch of minutes. It's a loch of the day having a certain character. So if you learn, as long as you learn on a weekday when the Beis HaMedrash closes, you learn till that time. So that's the shear of Yoshev Hashona. That's the Yoshev Hashona. And then the Kedushas Hayom is over. So then he told them, it's true, the Kedushas Hayom is over, but still, it's a yomtif. Ichlu mashmanim ushsum amtakim should be mechabed yantif, but that's not the kedusha yom. That's halacha of the gavra should do it. So that's not really simcha, because even though Taisus is lashon, because the simchas yantif, he means a different kind of simchas yantif. It means a simchas yantif because the person should have the best food for yantif, kavra yom. Okay, but it's not the simchas yantif which emanates from the kedusha yom. And that's the same thing Tosfos and Shavuos. What Tosfos says, if you're going to say on Shavuos that you chayev hakol modem in batzeres, that boin in lochem, so why didn't Rabbi Yeshua refute Rabbi Eliezer from Shavuos? That you see over there is mandatory. And still they're not matur. Okay. So, not matir shvusim. So Tosfos says it's misvara. So we ask the question: svara is it also a derisa? Why is that inferior? But the answer is misvara. What he means is that it's mistaver that the nihug of a person should be that he appreciates maimar sinai and Torah so that he should demonstrate this, like Rashi says, that he should be sameach and demonstrate his appreciation for Yom Shenitna Bo Torah. That's simply a thing that he does misvara. Okay, the Baal HaMor wants to say it's Rabban. But Taisus doesn't seem to say that. Taisus seems to hold it's a deraisa. But it's not a deraisa like a tzuras a mitzvah. It's a deraisa like if a person is an onof. So that's also deraisa. But there's no mitzvah that say Leo's onof. Okay, so it's a deraisa misvara. Not everything that the Torah spells out in Tayag mitzvahs is the only mitzvah in the Torah. Everything that is in Tayag mitzvahs is a mitzvah, not the only. I mean, there's Shlemus Adam, there's Kedoshim Tiyu, all those are deraisas. Okay? That's the way Taisus learns. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Kedushas are young, you have to derive from the pasuk, not from that's the svara to demonstrate the simcha. Okay, like Rashi says it pretty clearly over there. It would seem, according to Taisus, that if it's a regular yontif, you always have to have vichlu mashman and mushum amtakim. But on Shavuos, it has to be even beyond that. Like Rashi says, it has to be beyond that. You have to demonstrate that there's a unique simcha today of Matan Torah. Okay, does Rashi imply that? What does it say? Yedach v'lo samachas
mambez,
right?
Is it called the Yeshua? She is matbo v'maychol u'mishta l'haros sh'noach m'kuli yom zel Yisroel sh'enach
l'olam. That's right. L'haros sh'noach yom zel Yisroel sh'nit n'tarabo. So apparently it's even more than the general ichlu mashman u'mishsum amtakim. Because it must be manifest that there's something special going on here, and you're special, especially sameach, because it's Yom Shenitna Bo Torah. Okay. Yeah, one point I wanted to make was that some one posuk years ago suggested that you could switch the day in half. In other words, you could stay up the night of Shavuos and not do Chetzio Lashem in the morning, but sleep, and then do Chetzio Lashem in the afternoon. Okay. What? Lashem. I don't know his plan. It doesn't seem to me to be too good if you're going to be sleeping. Even though Rav Moshe said the sleeping is good, but I mean, not that kind of sleeping. Sleeps it away, I mean. I don't know if that's really simple. I guess eat and sleep. That's right. And then, in the end of the day, the last half of the day, you'll be Yoshev Vashana. Chetzel Hashem. It wouldn't work according to the way we learned the Rambam. Because you have to have the framework in the morning. That's why Kachi Ados. But you can't switch it around. It's not a 50-50 day, and you switch it around any way you want. I just want to mention that point from the Rambam. One of the areas that we questioned before was, how do you go from Migdash to Begodim to Yayin? I mean, most just don't have bus. Only Rambam has bus. So how does it switch from one thing to another? Two different things. Shachil Shlam is one thing. And the whole Suda, the Shias Yayin and the Begadim is a completely different phenomenon. Yeah. So what we wanted to say is that since we're saying here that the theme is really the Avodas Yotzer Kol, so the moment you have Migdash, that theme of the Avodas Yotzer Kol is Tofes Migdash. If it's Tofes Migdash, it's immediately Tofes Kodshim. So it's true, the Gemara says, L'rabos kol minei simcha, which means that you could bring, not you don't have to bring only your carbon simcha, but even the dharma and the davos, but not chulin. Because chulin wouldn't be tied into Migdash. So it must be via Migdash, so the basar must be a basar that's a kiyum in Migdash. So it could be Nadarma Nadavas even, because there's a reboy, the rabbis call me, and you have a simcha. That's what Rashi says, and Nadarma Nadavas is also simcha, because ain't basar, ain't simcha of a basar. But that's why in the time of the Migdash, in the Migdash, there's no din of Yayin. Because Yayin is chulin. And that's why there's no din of basar chulin. Because it can only be besar shlomim or nedarim and nedavos. But it cannot be Yayin, which has nothing to do with Migdash. There's no din shi'as Yayin in Migdash. Din v'achilas basar, that's a key. So it's toface, the highest form of avodas yotzakol. So where migdash exists, it's toface migdash. And the nashim machayavos there too, like the Rambam says. So the isha is yotze by achilas basar. Only achilas basar. Because you don't say Baroy Lahem, where it's simply you don't have the kiyum, the vehicle of Avodas Hashem, of Migdash. So then you take whatever the person likes. So the woman liked the begadim, so that's the highest enjoyment, so you go for the natural enjoyment. But where is Migdash? You can't do that. You're restricted to the simcha that flows via Migdash to the Avodas Hashem. And that is the basar. Ein simcha la basar, like Rashi says. Okay. So the thing is that we ask the question why the Rambam changes his lashon in Hilchus Yom Tov. Mishanol Dalsos Beso from Hilchus Chagiga. Why was he Mishana? And by Chagiga he says, though he shouldn't think he's Mekayim and Mitzvah B'Shlemusa. But in Yom Tov, he sort of, disengages him from Mitzvah altogether. But the answer is very simple, because where it's Bizman Abayis, so he's eating Shalmei Simcha, so the vehicle of Migdash exists, and he's Mekayim and Mitzvah of Avodas Hashem. But the Rambam says he shouldn't think that he's Mekayim and Mitzvah Gemurah. Because the Mitzvah Gemurah includes L'Sameach Om Lolam, whenever it's via Achila. So that's L'Sameach Om Lolam is true by whether it's Simchas Migdash or whether it's Simcha, or whether the Simcha is in his bias. I mean, that is, it's always included. So he's not. It's not a suda shall simcha unless he's misameach levam lolam. So even in Migdash, even though he's eating the basar, if he's not misameach the levam lolam, he lacks in simcha. But he still has a kiyum, because he still is ochel basar Migdash. Okay, ochel kachem. That's why the Rambam is very careful in his lashon there. Okay. Yeah, Taisvus holds that ain't simcha la b'yayin. So all you need is yayin. Because v'yayin is samach levav enosh. So you made him happy. What more can you be? What more can you do for him? You can't do anything more. He's happy. You can't make him super happy. So the Rambam maintains that it's halacha in the chefetz shel suda. That the Cheftza Shel Suda has to reflect Simcha. So therefore, the Rambam says, he doesn't say, Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar V'Yayin. He says, Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar, the Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. Because they're two qualitatively differentiated types of Simcha. So the Rambam holds that the menu of the Suda has to reflect every concept of Simcha. So therefore, the Rambam holds you need both, because they're two qualitative types of simcha. Basar is different than yayin. Yayin is samach levav enosh. That's one kind, And basar is a different kind of a simcha. So it's qualitatively differentiated. So it's not simply that the person should be happy, but the cheftza shel suda should be a cheftza sheyesh bo kol mar sheyesh bo shem simcha. Okay, that's the Rambam.
What does he mean by
Chama Shabbam Yayim? Yes, so the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Sein and Dalet, is mashma there that he doesn't mention Basar there. So it's mashma that he holds like Tesis, that the Simcha, the main Simcha is the Gavr should be Sumerach. It's not a question of the Cheftz of the Suda. So he must have changed his mind later. That's the way it seems like. Okay, not a kasha. All right. Yeah, Marshall's mentioning that in the Pesukim, in the Torah, Elamor de Hashem, so the first thing he mentions is Shabbos. So that's very good, because Shabbos is the Yotze Kol. So without Yom HaShabbos, so you don't know what the how to be Sameach. That's correct. That's very good. Yeah, okay, thanks. I said that when you first look at the sugya, the Mishnah, so you think Pesach, Simchas Yontas is very nice. But how could you compare that to Pesach? But now you see what the Rambam did with it. It's really the most basic idea. Avodas Hashem, Avodas Yotzer Kol. More basic even than Korban Pesach and Milah. Okay.
Another question about the fact that it's not
as... There's an interesting Gemara. Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva maintains, the Gemara on Daf Samach Tes on the base says, Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kol Molocha She'efshe La'asoso Me'erev Shabbos, Ein Adochas HaShabbos. Mila She'efshe La'asoso Me'erev Shabbos, Dochas HaShabbos. V'amar Rav Yudah Marav, halachik Rav Yekiva. Utzricha. De'i ashmina gabe Pesach, hosam mitzvah lo dochi Shabbos, mishum hosam mitzvah lo dochu Shabbos. Mishum. Now it's got to be the other way, right? Is that, yeah, okay. I ashmina gabe Pesach, hosam. How's the changing? Hasam hud machshir mitzvah lo dochu Shabbos. The lo nichrusu ola ashol esvei brisos. Avol mila the nichrusu ola ashol esvei brisos. Eimo litchi. V'i ashmin and mila hasam hud machshir mitzvah lo dochu Shabbos. The leka karis. Avol bepesach the ika karis. Eimo litchi. Tzrichi. Okay, so what is the Gemara saying, really? The Gemara is, I think, showing you the whole principle of the machlokas, that it's not a halacha of ordinary dechia here. See, it's not a halacha that mila is docha Shabbos, like asay docha lo sase, because Shabbos, of course, is asay lo sase. The halacha is that the chomer ha'inyan, the kiyum o'inyan of Mila demands that even on Shabbos it should exist. It's the kiyum shebo. Nichrusu ala shalosh brisos, etc. The same thing is true with Korban Pesach. It's not the assay of Pesach as docha. It's the kiyum shel Pesach, the theme of Pesach, that demands that even on Shabbos it shouldn't be put away. Okay? And the same thing is true with Yontif. That it's not the mitzvah, it's not a question of dechia, where you're one ma'aseh is docha, another ma'aseh. It's the chomer or inyan of Yontif, of Simchas Yontif. So that's why it doesn't matter how the Torah did it. On Yom Tov, if it worked it out in a different way, the Hanoya and the whole system, and Meleches HaNoah versus Meleches HaVodah. So it's true, the Torah worked it out in a different way. But it's all based on one principle, that the Chomer HaInyan of Simchas Yontif caused the Torah to do that. So it really is the Inyono Shel Dovah. So if there were no Simchas Yontif, you would never have the whole system of Achas Sheyochel L'chol Nefesh. The Achas Sheyochel L'chol Nefesh only exists because of the Chomer HaInyan of Simchas Yontif, which, as the Rambam, which comes out from the way we interpreted the Rambam, that it's the greatest of mitzvahs. It's the greatest of mitzvahs. It's Avodas Yotzakol. So that's why Rabbi Yeshua's Kasha is a good Kasha. That's why Rabbi Yeshua's Kasha is a good Kasha. Now, perhaps we can understand the Machlokas of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. That according to Rabbi Eliezer, since there's such a Chomer HaInyan of Korban Pesach, so that's why you can't allow a Shavuos, even though it was Efshel La'asoso Me'erev Yom Tov, to stop you, like Tosfos is. The Tosfos is on what, Daf Samach? Daf Samach Ches on the basis of the Tosfos there, that you tend to miss, because it really should have been on the Mishnah, the Shach to the Mishnah. Okay? Yeah, Tamilari, my Kavacham, you gotta read through the Tosfos. But Tosfos in the answer says, V'nira l'ri d'vada l'Rabbi Eliezer lo tzorachai kalvachoma. Do afilu machshirei Pesach d'hava malocha gemura d'ach v'shabbos. Afal gav d'ef shal asosan me'erev Shabbos. G'domar, b'gemar. V'li avrei, do ashaminu le l'Rabbi Eliezer d'oma machshirei mitzvah d'achol. Okay? Vahodik Amar Hacha Kavachamal Devrim Darabana Kama Kloma Afagav the Efshir Lasos Merv Shabbos Kivan the Leke Elishvus Bialma Yose Yeshla Hatiram Mishchita Atzma Dehi Malacha Gemura Afagav the Efshir Lasoso Mibarev. Okay, even though the Shchita is Efshir Lasoso, but it still is more mistaver that you shouldn't allow a Shavuos, even though it could have been done before, but the Chomer HaInyan of Korban Pesach makes sense that you shouldn't allow a Shavuos to be mevatelit just because you didn't do it yesterday, but right now the Shavuos is going to be mevatelit. So it doesn't make sense because of Chomer HaInyan. What does Rabbi Akiva hold? What does Rabbi Akiva hold? Rabbi Akiva also holds from that idea. But Rabbi Akiva holds that since it's Chomer HaInyan, so it's defined in different terms. It's defined in terms of Tzorach Pesach. The Tzorach of Pesach is Doch. Because the Chomer HaInyan is so strong, so the Tzorach of Pesach is Doch. But where it's Efshel HaSoso, Mebo Yom, Me'esmo, so you can't define it as a Tzorach. You see, that's the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and between Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds it's the kiyuma shel mitzvah, which is doch. The kiyum and yana. So if it's the kiyum and yana, so you can't allow a shvus to prevent you from the kiyum ha-mitzvah. But Rabbi Akiva learns it's true, it's the inyan, but since it's the inyan, the heter has to be expressed in terms of tzorach. Tzorach ha-pesach is docha. But if it could have been done yesterday, so you can't call it tzorach ha-pesach, because it's not a tzorach. That's the machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and between Rabbi Eliezer. That's why the Gemara says it's tzricha. It's very good. Because you might say that where did Rabbi Akiva define it in terms of Tzorach, where it's let's say, nechrasu olai yigim brisos. But where it wasn't nechrasu olai yigim brisos, maybe over there he defined it in terms of kiyuma, like Rabbi Eliezer. And conversely. So that's why it's tzricha, you need both, to show you that Rabbi Akiva always stuck to his guns, that he always maintained that it's in terms of tzorech. Tzorech is the proper form because it's the mitzvah so choshev that tzorech a mitzvah is docha. But where it's yochol lasosa meyesmo, you can't call it a tzorech. That's the machlokes. Okay, we'll stop here.
Right. So what's this question of the right time? Because
the Kiyuma Shel Pesach is the first mitzvah. It's it brought about the carbon of Gerus, Mishku Yidecha Me'avodah Zorah, and Lekachtam Tzom Shel Mitzvah. It's, I mean, in a sense, the Kala Torah Kula is wrapped up in that. Okay. And same thing with Mila. Same thing with Mila. Okay. Yes, so David mentioned that in Rabbeinu Hananel's Mashma like we're learning. Because he says there, why was he so angry at the last cut? So the Rabbeinu Hananel says that Halalo Bali Me'era Klomar, Ein Lahem Klom. Lo kimu simchas yomtiv, v'lo mitzvahs beis hamedrash. Shekva yotzah. So you see, he divides it into two qualitative entities. Mitzvahs beis hamedrash is one thing, and simchas yomtiv. It's not that there's two ways to be mekayim. One way has nothing to do with the other. Okay, good. I'm very good. Dani mentions that Taisus asked why is fields harvest for shus. He says it doesn't mean that it's a genuine rishus. You're free not to daven. But he says, if you have another mitzvah, we say that it's docha. So you see, the term rishus can be used in that sense. That is nitcha mitnei mitzvah. It's nitcha. That's the term rishus. It's subject to being nitcha. Very good, very good. Very good, done. Wrong button. Okay. Yeah, so the questions we have left on the Rambam is that the Rambam puts it under the Samachta B'Chagecha. That's in Mitzvah Saseh Nun Dalet. Simchas Beis HaShoeva he puts under the Samachta B'Chagecha. Yet, in Hilchus Lulav, he puts the Simchas Beis HaShoeva under Usmacht Mufnei Hashem Alkechem Shivas Yomim. So why isn't that a mitzvah b'fnei atzmusa? Usmacht Mufnei Hashem Alkechem Shivas Yomim really means, according to the Rambam, Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So why is he put under the Samachta B'Chagecha? It should be a mitzvah b'fnei atzmusa. Okay. The another kasha was, what does lulav have to do with simcha? In other words, how does he derive simcha space hashoeva from usmachtam lefnei Hashem alakecham shivas yomim, which is lulav? That's lulav. So if you want to tell me there's a simcha and lulav, fine. But how does that reflect on simcha space hashoeva? Okay, that's very good, yeah. In other words, Aaron is mentioning another point. It's a very good point. That namely, that usmachtam, if you're going to tell me, if you put it under the samachta b'chagecha of a golem, so how come it's not going in sukkahs? That's a strange thing. You tell me it's really the samachta b'chagecha, so why is it not going in sukkah? Okay, that has to be explained too. And then another kasha is that according to the Mishnah that we say lulav arava shisha v'shiva ha-chalal v'asimcha shmona nisach hamayim is shiva no halal, so halal v'asimcha shmona Sukkah, v'nisuch hamayim, shiva, hachalil, chamisha, v'shisha. And, okay. So that's the mission. So halal is what is shiva. Simcha shmona. Halva simcha shmona. Sukkah, v'nisuch hamayim, shiva. Okay, and the chalil, which they did, b'shas nisuch hamayim, it wasn't docha the drabanan, the shvus, because there's only chamisha v'shisha. So Tosfos and Rashi are bothered, why it's not docha the shvus, if it's the raisa. So they say, because it's only... It's only a drabbana. It's only a drabbana. Yeah, where's the Rashi? Yeah, so Rashi in Tosfos says it's only drabbana. Rashi, Tosfos is that Mishum Baila Shina Dachalosi and Tavalosi Shabbos. I've got the Cholil Eino also Mishum Shemisak and Kweshir. Lo mesapkin v'lo metapkin, the perik meshilu l'kamla dein shvus b'mikdash, beis ha-shoei v'shayni, k'damim l'gmora, dein el mishum simcha yisera. So it's only because simcha yisera, so it's not really a deraisa, it's not what the pasuk means. And Rashi says the same thing, Amud Beis. He says it on, right. Rashi says, where is it at? Adivar kol simcha yisera. The eina min atara. Ela lechabe v'tzah mitzvos v'lo dachi Shabbos. Okay. So it's not min atara. But the Rambam holds it is min atara. So what does the Rambam do with it? Why it's not docha Shabbos or even Yantif? Right? Okay. Tosfos seems to say, maybe Tosfos a little different than Rashi, and what Eli's saying, I think he's right, it is a little different than Rashi, because Rashi is saying it's only Midrabbana. Tosfos is saying Simcha Yisera. So what Tosfos means by Simcha Yisera means it's a kiyum. Just like a person is supposed to be Sameach Berego, so if he's Sameach B'Yoser, so it's a kiyum. But the Rambam, he doesn't mean like the Rambam that it means Usmachtim Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yom. That would be a mandatory pasuk. Tosfos doesn't mean that. So you have really three shitas comes out. The Rambam shita is it's a pasuk, and Rashi shita is it's drabanan, and Tosfos shita is that he's being marba b'simcha. So just it's a kiyum of marba b'simcha, but a kiyum of marba b'simcha is not docha drabanan. Okay. So what we wanted to say in the Rambam was simply the following. That the way the Rambam understands the Samachta B'Chagecha, it goes on all the Chagim. And Usmachta Mufnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yom means that there's a Chiyuv to be Mevi Lulav B'Migdash 7 days, okay. He learns like this, and then Usmachtam Fneshem Lekechem Shivas Yom. What the Rambam learns is like this, that lulav is a chova, Shivas Yom, but that chova carries with it an implication. What's the implication? Because it says that it expresses it b'loshen Usmachtam Fneshem Lekechem Shivas Yom. That the mitzvah, the samachta b'chagecha, has another tzura. It has a tzura of a kiyum. So, in order for the Torah to manifest the tzura of the kiyum of the simchas beis ha-shoeva, so it made lulav mandatory. So the maisa lulav is mandatory. But that mandatory Maisa Lulav reflects a kiyum of the Samachta B'Chagecha. Okay? So, therefore, the Rambam doesn't put it under the Samachta B'Chagecha the mitzvah of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Because really it's derived from Asmachtam Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yama. Because the cause of his motzi, the lashon of the mandatory chiyuv of lulav, the lashon of smachtam. So you see, the mandatory chiyuv of the ma'isa lulav reflects a kiyum of simcha of smachta b'chagecha, shivas yom. Okay, so that's why the Rambam doesn't put it under the smachta in Hilchas Chagiga. Because it's not halacha, really, a mandatory simcha. The mandatory simcha is really in chagiga, the samachta b'chagecha. But usmachtam lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yamim reflects that there's another tzuras on mitzvah of the samachta b'chagecha, and that has a tzuras on mitzvah of kiyum. And if you look at the lashon of Rambam, the way he has it, it's mashma like that. And that's why, according to the Rambam, you could say it's a double pasha, why it's not dacha. Because it's simply a kiyum. Okay? It's simply a kiyum. The Rav gave a different answer. And the Rav's answer is that ein shvus b'mikdash is only if it's halacha and karbanos. So therefore, the Rav said that the Rishonim that hold it's only drabanan, and they hold that if it was the Araisa it would be docha. They hold because Simchas Beis HaShoeva is halacha and in Ushav Tamayim Esosam, it's halacha and avoda. So that's why Ein Shvus B'Migdash. But according to the Rambam, it's not docha, because according to the Rambam, it's not halacha and avoda. It's halacha and smachta. That's good. I'm not arguing on that. But my point is that it's a kiyum. That it's just a kiyum. And the Lashon HaRambam is mashma like that. Because in Perek Vav, where he says that the chayiv adam lios ben sameach v'tov lev, halacha yizayin. And that's where he says that, where does he say in Halacha Chaf? In Halacha Chof, he explains that it's a mitzvah smoach lefnei hayotze kol. Okay, so he explains how serious this mitzvah is. Sheish b'avodat yotze kol shenema tach shel avodat Hashem l'kevav v'simcha v'tuv levav. Halamadata shavodat b'simcha v'yef shel avodat Hashem l'amitach schog, l'amitach kalas rosh, l'amitach shichros. So therefore, he underlines the chova, but at the end of lulav, where he talks about the simchas beis hashoeva, so there he has a little different. He says lashon is a little different. He says mitzvah laharbos besimchazu. V'lo hayu osin oso amei aretz, v'chol mi sheyirtza, ele gedolei chachmei Yisrael v'roshei ha-yeshivos, v'asanhedrin v'chassidim v'zakenim v'anshei maisa, heim shohi merakten u'mesapkin, u'menagden u'mesamchen v'migdash v'meichag ha-sukos, aval kol ha-om ha-noshim ha-noshim kulam bon liros v'shmoa. Okay, so it's mashma. And then he goes on. Asimcha she yisma chodem basiyas a mitzvah b'avos akel avodah gedolei v'chol hamonei asma misimcha zu royally paramenu. The implication is that it's a kiyum. He's monei on himself. In your days, yeah. B'chag asukos ha'yishem b'mikdash simcha yisera. Shenemar smachtan t'neshem okechem shivas yamin. The kitzur ha'yosin. So it goes through the whole Seder.
beginning, he says, you know, after Shikam was in Mitzvah, and Chalish was placed on Sham.
Where are you going?
The beginning of the day.
Yafrisho Homeros Mitzvah Smoke with him, Bechagas Exation, Mikdashun Chesesh, Nemas Mokhne Shemakarim, Shivasyam. It's clearly Mashma. It's clearly Mashma, it's a Kiyam.
It doesn't say
Chayav.
There was.
Shanema Usmachtim. So the way the Rambam had it formulated is an amazing formulation. Because he had it formulated that the Chovas, that the Chova, Lulav was a Chova. But that Chova, the way it was expressed, expressed a separate kiyum in the samachta b'chagecha. Because it's samachta b'chagecha b'chagecha b'chagecha. That's what he means. Afish kama los mitzvah smach b'an b'chag ha-sukhese shem mitzvah shem chayisero shenema smachta b'chagecha b'chagecha b'chagecha. So what he's saying is that the usmachtim tells you that there's a kiyum in the samachta b'chagecha. There's a chiyuv in Maisalulav, but there's a kiyum in the samachta b'chagecha. So that's the Rambam's, it's an amazing formulation. That's why, actually, I mean...
It's one pasuk.
But that's why I would say that even... That Eliezer asks, why is it only a mitzvah for the chachamim? Where do you find the mitzvah only for the chachamim? But the answer is because it's a kiyum. And the kiyum is done properly. That the chasidim and anshe maisa and the gedolim were the ones that did the maisa of the good. And the om were besimcha watching them. Because it's a kiyum. It's a kiyum. It's not a specific maisa. A mitzvah. It's a kiyum.